My guest at this time is Grace Marie Turner. She's president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. We want to get her thoughts today as the House of Representatives prepares on Wednesday to vote on a bill sponsored by Louisiana Congressman Charles Bustani that would repeal the CLASS Act portion of the president's health care plan. This is a provision that would offer the opportunity and, in some cases, force a purchase of long-term care insurance. It's already been announced by the administration that they don't plan to pursue that provision because it's not financially sustainable. But conservatives in the House of Representatives want to make sure that that option isn't left out there at another time. And Grace Marie, thanks so much for being with us.
Greg, always a pleasure. Thank you.
My introduction might have been a little bit confusing for our listeners, so I'll let you put it into more easily understandable language. What is the point of the CLASS Act, and why does this vote matter if the administration has already decided that they're not going to pursue it?
Excellent question. The CLASS Act is Community Living Assistance and Supports, what it stands for. It was really a brainchild of the late Senator Ted Kennedy, who wanted to have a federal insurance policy for long-term care. We already have Medicare for senior citizens' health care. We have Medicaid for low-income people's health care. He wanted a separate government entitlement program for people who need long-term care, which neither of those other programs pay for. So the way they structured this program, they tucked it into the larger Obamacare law, and they structured it in such a way that it looked like this was going to be one of the ways they helped pay for the $1 trillion cost of the legislation, because they said that we're going to collect premiums for 5 years before we pay out one penny in benefits. So that meant that the law would basically collect $70 billion before they pay a penny, but the cost is enormous over the long term. It's just another huge government entitlement program.
Grace Marie, the point of this, was it really to make this long-term insurance a reality, or was it to bend the cost curve, as the phrase goes?
Well, it's not the cost curve. It was a pay for the $1 trillion cost. But, you know, I think that the other side, once they believe that government's the only fair provider of any benefits, and so I think they saw this as something that the government should be doing. But just as an example of why the Obama administration couldn't figure out how to make this work, Senator Judd Gregg from New Hampshire got a little provision in the law that said that before you implement this program, you have to show that it's going to be sustainable for 75 years before you can even start it with no taxpayer bailout. Well, the administration couldn't do that because it's a voluntary program, not a mandatory program. And they said, only sick people are going to show up. And there's no way we're going to be able to, over the long run, have this be sustainable. So the administration said, we can't figure out how to make this work, so we're simply going to pull the plug on it. But the real risk is, if the Supreme Court lets this individual mandate stand, that the government can force us to buy health insurance, you can bet that's what's going to be next, is the government's going to force us to buy long-term care insurance. That's why the House feels it's so important to repeal it now before it gets started, because otherwise this is going to be the next mandate where the government says, you know, you've got to spend $300, $400, $500 a month of your money to buy this policy that you may not want, because we want your money so we can make this program work.
I'm talking with Grace Marie Turner of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, this has been dealt with before. House Republicans passed a version of this. The Senate did nothing with it. The president, despite agreeing to the fact this isn't financially sustainable, so we're not going to pursue it, saying that they don't support the repeal. So given the numbers in Washington, is this a dead end for Republicans, or do you think there might actually be enough bipartisan support here to get this done?
Well, you know, the Democratic chairman of the Senate Budget Committee said when this law was being debated that this program is a Ponzi scheme of the first order that would make Bernie Madoff proud. So clearly Democrats think this can't work. But and the president really upset his liberal allies when they pulled the plug on it last October and said, we can't make this work, because all the liberals, you know, they were setting up all their programs, getting ready for, you know, God only knows how many new jobs they were thinking that they were going to get out of this new entitlement program. And they were mad at the administration. So the way that the administration sort of threw them a bone was to say, well, we'll leave it on the books and we'll fix it later. So they think, I'm sure they think, that if the mandate is upheld by the Supreme Court, I'm sitting across the street from the Supreme Court right now, looking at it, getting ready to go to a meeting at the Capitol. If these nine justices uphold the individual mandate, then the president said, that's fine. The next thing we'll do is force people to purchase long-term care insurance. Pretty soon, we're not going to have any of our own money to spend. They'll just keep collecting taxes. They're going to tell us how we have to spend our after-tax dollars.
Real quick, Grace Marine, you did a little bit of this before, but explain the difference between typical coverage and this long-term coverage.
Well, typical coverage, health coverage covers doctor's visits, hospitalization, prescription drugs, diagnostic tests, etc. Long-term care insurance covers nursing home care. And this policy was supposed to pay $50 a day toward long-term care services. That's about $18,000 a year. And one of the people who was really lamenting the fact that this failed was a liberal writer from the Urban Institute who said, you know, poor people were going to be able to pay $5 a month for 5 years for a policy, so that meant $300 over 5 years, and then they could get $18,000 a year for life from this new program. Does that explain to us why this program was not sustainable?
Very interesting. Grace Marie, unfortunately, we'll have to leave it there. We'll certainly be tracking the vote up on the House side on Wednesday. Thanks so much, as always, for your time.
Thank you, Greg. Nice to talk with you.
Same here. Grace Marie Turner, president of the Galen Institute, one of the leading healthcare policy organizations in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.